I think it is still Saturday evening. It is not yet Sunday morning. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your patience with us this evening that, believe it or not, we will let you into this building very shortly. This building is a very special place for the Los Angeles Police Department in several ways. The Hollenbeck area, this area of the city, is a very special place for this department. And we wanted a very special building to represent this police department, your police department. And this building does just that. It has more glass and transparency than any one of our other facilities, with the exception of our brand new headquarters, which we'll open in October. It also has some unique features, and as you go through this building, take a very good look at where your tax dollars have gone. You have given your police department, your police officers, one of the most modern, efficient police buildings that any police organization could hope to have. We thank you. We thank you for your support. We thank you for that $1 billion of tax dollars that allowed us over these last 7 years to build so many new modern facilities. We thank you for your tax dollars that have allowed us to hire almost 1,000 more police officers. And those 1,000 additional police officers, with their 9,000 colleagues and their 3,000 civilian counterparts, have delivered on the promise that was made when we advocated for them. We will make this city a safer place for you and your family, and we have done that. And we will continue to do that, but we will need your help. We will need your participation. We will need your voice. This is a tale of two cities at this time. This is the best of times. Clearly, behind us, a reflection of the best of times. But it is also the worst of times, the economic crises that the country, the state, and the city is in. Tough choices must be made. Your political leadership is engaged, wrestling with those tough decisions. But they're going to need to ultimately hear from you as to what your priorities are. For the last 7 years, I've had the privilege of leading this extraordinary department, and we have worked hard to reduce the death rate, the injury rate, the crime rate, and to improve the quality of life for you and your children. But decisions will have to be made, and you must make them. You must make your voices known, whatever you desire. On Monday, the City Council will hear a resolution that it passed on Friday. That resolution calls for laying off the 330 police officers that are currently in the academy, the new recruits. That resolution calls for no additional hiring of police officers in this city. That resolution calls for 18 furlough days for every police officer in this city. If that resolution passes, effectively, the Los Angeles Police Department will be reduced from 10,000 officers to 8,000, a level it has not seen since the 1980s. You are going to have to decide, where do your tax dollars go? You've just spent $1 billion on new facilities, including 3 brand new police stations, increasing us to 21 area stations. Those stations require personnel to staff them. Do you want to lose 2,000 police officers that you have spent hundreds of millions of dollars to train and recruit and who look like you and who are from your community? You are going to have to let your voices be heard, what your priority is. My priority, the priority of the men and women of this department, has been your safety. We're going to need your help to continue to maintain it. Thank you.